Let's review the 2.2 millimeter deflecting V-Nyx case workflow. Like we saw at NSM, we are going to work in 20 millimeter segments throughout the length of the lesion. The first step is to create a pilot channel in the first pass. So that's the same procedure as any tracking catheter. You're just going to advance slowly through the length of the lesion at 1 millimeter per second. Once we've created our pilot channel, we're going to go and work in 20 millimeter segments to get the largest luminal gain, and we're going to work in four quadrants. To rotate the device to be able to get those four quadrants, you're going to rotate by using the knob, which we're going to see on the next slide, which is the same as rotating the knob for any other of our tracking technologies. To get all the way around, it's 24 clicks, so to get 90 degrees or thereabouts, it's 6 clicks. Have your physician rotate or reposition the catheter as desired in between the passes. Once they've debulked to the size that they would like, debulked enough, turn off the device and then use IVUS to assess the lumen going forward.